the loggerhead last time, you said that about the hames and they attached to the draw chain.
I saw a loggerhead on a hame yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah, a guy was up in a chicken house down there. Mm-hmm. I was with him. He came over here and got me a little way. And I said, there's a loggerhead. Yep. I made them.
Is that right?
Yep.
If you're talking about distance, let's say you might be talking about distance in terms of, say, riding a horse. You said that, like, riding a horse from here to Gainesville would be riding a horse for a...
Oh, to market or whatever. Yeah. If that's a, like you want me to say it. Yes, he'd be going to market or shopping. Mm-hmm. In the later days, they called it shopping, but we'd say going to market. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever use the term trading?
Oh, yes.
Was that the same thing?
Well, yes. People like to trade. They would get out and trade horses and knives. Some of them old timers. I know a guy up here, you couldn't talk with him 5 minutes, I guess, is what he'd want to trade knives with.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's
bred in him. He's...
Well, I noticed this guy with the lawnmower. He's like a horse trader.
Well, he's related to this.
Because he wanted 50, is that right? He just wanted $15. Well, and you didn't open your mouth and he was down to 10. I thought you said you'd give him $1.50.
Oh, well, if I don't want it even one more guy. I ain't going to move my guy, to tell you the truth.
Is that right?
If somebody else will work for me.
It might be easier if you had one. You get somebody to do it for you.
That would. I guess I might buy it. I don't know.
If you talk about distance,
get on.
Do you ever use the expression a fair piece?
Yeah, I've heard that.
What's that?
I don't use this like over. Some people call it over yonder, you know.
So how about that? Really, let's say from here to Atlanta, you'd say is.
Yeah. Well, it'd just be quite a distance.
All right. How about say, yeah. How about from here to Murrayville?
Oh, well, let's see. How about that would be a journey.
Uh-huh.
He just went on a journey.
But how about from here up to the church?
Well, short distance,
okay.
I think.
If you had, you wanted to plant a crop in a field that had brush and things in it, what would you say you had to do?
Well, you'd have to clean his field. Well, most people back in them days, they would burn it off, cut the shrubbery, whatever was left, you know. And
uh-huh.
Say, whatever happened to Randolph?
What is bush hogging?
Bush hogging is a piece of equipment that's built like a lawnmower, and it has flexible blades. In other words, they'll drop back like breaking down a shotgun.
Uh-huh.
If they hit something solid, see, they'll fall back and pass on.
Uh-huh.
And hello, David. Go in and sit down and be quiet. I'll talk to you later. All right, now a bush hog now is just exactly like that lawnmower there,
mm-hmm.
but the blades is jointed. When
mm-hmm.
the speed comes up there, they fly out straight like this,
mm-hmm.
and they'd cut anything.
Is it shaped in a kind of a wedge?
Nope.
When it's out straight.
It's got a blade just.
You tell me what your name was. You don't
smoke. No, don't offer him that. Don't get him started.
What do you say?
Anyway, it's just a straight blade with a hinge in it,
uh-huh.
and these will fly back
uh-huh.
if they hit a solid object,
uh-huh.
and it'll pass on, so it won't stall you,
uh-huh.
won't stop you.
Uh-huh.
Well, when you pass over that, then the speed of the, it's pulled from the PTO, in other words, we call it a power takeoff from a track.